Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to bring in my good friend Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel, who had something. Dave, I got to tell you, it's kind of weird. So I go through the Sun Sentinel as I say good morning to you, and go through the Miami Herald and the Sun Sentinel, and like to see you to everybody, and then steal most of your material for the radio that I'm very open about.
It works, but I both see ways, Joe.
Hey Dave, but so I'm reading the Herald, and it's got Dave Hyde talking about this whole thing with Bill Parcells talking about Tua Tagovailoa. When did the papers start doing that? Like, hey, can we use this? Yeah, go ahead. And we'll get one of yours later down the road.
Yeah, it used to be there were it was almost fist fights in the press box. There was such competition between the papers. And, I remember sitting back and watching the old Gary Shelton and Charlie Brecker arguing, and that was the way. Now we're in the foxhole together, trying to survive. So I just wish my paycheck reflected a little on the cross ownership here.
hey, Harold, Miami Herald, do you mind? Can I get a few bucks for this? Well, speaking of that,
that'd be nice.
What did you get out of the Parcells talking about Tua being at risk? If you're really counting on him, he's a little worried about his stability going forward.
Well, I think inside the Dolphins have to be scared to death about Tua. I mean, just they can, put the front. And rightfully, they're going to bring him back. The contract's right. He showed big strides in his game. But the health issues and – look, Parcells is an old school guy, and if you want to discount it because of his decisions with the Dolphins with quarterbacks, you can do that. But one of his tenets in building a team was you got to have a quarterback who can play 14 games. Of course, this was a 16-game season, and he looks at the Dolphins and, this is what everybody inside the league is saying, and it's the roll of the dice. Can Tua play, pick what's the bar? What's the line that you say if he plays this many games, it's good? And that's, that's the risk the Dolphins are taking. And I get why they're taking the risk, but it's a risk.
I guess the other side of this is you don't have any first round picks if you really want to get involved. You're down to a second and two third round picks this year. Money's going to be a little tight. You've still got to get some other contracts done. I just don't know. I don't know how they feel about, Aaron Rodgers and Carr, whose names are being thrown around with the Jets right now. And those top four quarterbacks are going to go quickly in this draft, and there's going to be teams to make sure there aren't any newcomers to come in there. They're going to grab one of them. There's such a shortage. I'm not sure what the Dolphins on the other side of this could really do to upgrade that position with stability.
Well, and who can they get? With Jimmy Garoppolo, you could airdrop him into this offense, and he's ready to go. He's another guy with huge, you know, even more injury questions, really, right, from the standpoint that he's never finished. I think he finished one season of six as a starter. So do two quarterbacks like that make one whole quarterback? I don't know.
Yeah.
But to me, whoever, especially this year, their decision on a backup quarterback is their number one issue right now. Who do they get behind Tua? Because that guy might be asked to save the season in a way that, you know, and not usually expected of a guy.
So I just go back to the Chris and Mike sitting there next to each other, and Chris Greer made it real clear. I mean, they're like, you guys can stop this topic. Tua Tagovailoa is our quarterback. He used a neurologist and said, we think he's going to be fine all season long, is pretty much what he said to really sell. So how do they treat this? First of all, do you buy that? I know some people go, well, he's got to say that after the season. Boy, I think Chris Greer, that's Chris, pretty honest about that stuff.
Yeah, I buy that they expect him to be a starter or think he will. Now, that shouldn't preclude from going out and finding a top backup. Of course, Teddy Bridgewater, to me, was a great plan last year. It just didn't work. You know, he gets a couple weird injuries, and that was the end of it. So who can you really get as the backup? You have a couple recruiting cards in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and Mike McDaniel, for that matter, his offense. So a guy, what you're hoping to find, I guess, would be a guy who wants to compete for a starting job, if that's a, and rehabilitate a career a little, 1 year rehabilitation. Would Derek Carr, I can't believe this would be the best landing spot for him, or Garoppolo maybe, again, there's so many teams out there needing a starting quarterback that you think, yeah, they'd offer big money to one of those guys and hope that they'd work out. So, in our line of work, all we can do is take a GM when he flatly says, this guy's their starting quarterback at his word.
Hey, so there's a bunch of other things to get to. One last thing with Tua. I didn't realize till recently he's still in the concussion protocol and won't be in the Pro Bowl. Like, when does that thing end? Is he still going in to get tested? Do you have a neurologist like all the other writers that you can check on that, or what are you doing?
It's funny, whenever doctors' reports in the media come out, I got a couple studies from neurologists that went the other way with there were reports saying that, oh, Tua won't have any more problem with concussions than anybody else. I got studies from doctors saying, well, no, that's not true. So, you know, it's such a hard thing to report.
Yeah.
I guess he is in protocol. You know, I to be honest, I don't have any information on that. But it's really irrelevant. And at this point, who cares if he plays in the Pro Bowl? Who really cares until July? September.
I just thought, Dave, he'd like to get that behind him. Like, you know, like, hey, I've been divorced now for a while. Do you have to keep bringing it up? Like, can I move on from it? You know, I don't want to, hey, sorry about, no, I'm fine. I'm good. Let's move ahead. I just think he's getting tired of hearing us talk about
this. Do you think we're going to move on from this, Joe? I mean, I hate to say, this is a fun story, but it will be the story for, the summer, the early season, and maybe, who knows, until he plays a year healthy and plays well and healthy, then it'll be the story.
So we had another great game last night with Kansas City and Cincinnati. I got to ask you, and your take, Pat Mahomes going out of bounds, Joseph Osai hit him late. They have to call that, right? That was pretty late.
Yeah, they had to call it. It was such so unfortunate. What a bad Sunday it was. The first game was a dud because San Francisco's quarterbacks got hurt, and they got to change that rule to at least allowing three quarterbacks to suit up. And then the second game, it looked like we were going to have a great ending.
Overtime, maybe, yeah.
They have to call that penalty, absolutely. The referees were making some bizarre calls, I thought, for Kansas City. But that penalty was obvious. They had to call it.
That do-over play was I've never seen that. That was like, no, we're going to do it. What?
That was
everybody trying to figure that out. God, that would have been – I'd have just butchered that one trying to figure out that spin right there. Oof, that would have been a bad one. So I want to ask you, too, going forward, as you look – Dave, I'm just curious. We were talking about – how close are we to those two teams that played last night, Cincinnati and Kansas City?
Tell me where Tua is. Is he's, you know, the other thing is they got closer yesterday with Vic Fangio. You know, this is the best offense defense complement now, coaching wise. I'm talking that I can remember around the Dolphins. Vic Fangio brings a big time defensive mind to the Dolphins. If you just look at his track record, and you know. As good as Mike McDaniel was running the offense, as open as receivers were running, now he has an old guy to lean on too, who's been a head coach, seen everything. It's such a good hire. The only mystery to the hire is McDaniel wanted him a year ago, and they wouldn't let him hire him. They made him keep Josh Boyer, and just kind of head scratching. Look, I'm always for a head coach getting to pick his staff, and because there's so many stories of when he has to take guys that doesn't work out, and this is no scar on Josh Boyer's career, I don't think. Guys get fired, and that's the game. But moving ahead, Fangio is exactly what he's a big time hire for the Dolphins.
Dave, that was the best news of the weekend by far, and I was going to ask you that next. So you're right. Just to follow up on Fangio, so he comes in, obviously going to be the highest paid coordinator, we found out, not just defensive coordinator, but coordinator in football. And he's obviously earned that with his resume and what he's been able to do as a defensive coordinator. I'm guessing Vic Fangio wanted to know a couple of basic things besides obviously the money. He knew that was going to be taken care of. He wants to call shots on free agents coming in, and if there's a draft pick, he wants to be able to sign off on it on his side of the football, right?
I would assume he wants full control of the defense, and some say, just like you said, and who he's getting, who he's keeping, who he's getting. And you know, the one thing that was never a question, the way Mike McDaniel talks is, he's the defensive coordinator, is the head coach of the defense, the special teams guy. He's not going to, get into the details of that stuff. And especially when you have a guy like Fangio. Look, the question wasn't, did the Dolphins want Fangio this year? It was he had his pick of teams. He was the going around Carolina. It sounds like it came down to the Dolphins and Carolina, and whoever was going to write the bigger check wins. And that's a game Steve Ross – one thing Steve Ross does well is write checks. You can never question
100%.
Him spending money. You can question sometimes, who those checks are made out to and his hirings. But this was a slam dunk hire right here. You look at the track record and Dolphins' needs, and this is big time.
Well, that also goes back, and I'm glad you said that. Two things I want to say. First of all, Chris Greer, I think's great for these coaches to work with because he's pretty much tell me what you want him to look like, and I'll bring a couple of guys for you, and we'll look at them on tape and go work them out. Tell me what you think. So, and the other one is Mike McDaniel is one of the most secure head coaches we've ever had. As far as he doesn't care what your resume, I don't care that you've coached and done hell of a lot more than I ever have or played in the league and are a Hall of Famer. He doesn't care about anything. That guy just wants really good coaches around him with one goal and doesn't have a problem with that. I just think it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe, because as you were saying, I hadn't thought of that, and I'm looking at other coaches who have come in here. You know, Adam Gase didn't bring in a big time veteran. I don't know if one was available, but there was never a matchup like this where a you know, if you had a defensive guy, Brian Flores brought in small names on the off. Well, he brought in Chan Gailey, but nobody who was a real threat to his job, or, you know, not necessarily a threat to his job, but who was as big stature around the league as Fangio is. This, like I said, this is the best match of an offense and defensive coach that I can remember. Do you have to go back to Shula and Arnsberger? I'd have to, you know, do a little more work, but that's what I don't remember.
You know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good call by you right there. That's the best call that you've had on this call. That call right there, going Vic Fangio.
It's a historical call. I'm
because,
an old guy.
Don't worry. And by the way, I can hear some of the Killer Bees that live in town are upset that you put Vic Fangio.
Yeah,
with Bill Arnsberger already.
he was beloved. He was beloved by but it also shows that, as you said, look, McDaniel, he wanted to hire him last year. And I went through their careers, and the only thing I can figure out how they know each other, and I haven't talked to anybody, you know, Mike hasn't obviously talked about Fangio, is when Fangio was in Denver, he had Gary Kubiak as his offensive coordinator, and Kubiak and McDaniel hired McDaniel at Houston. They knew they're in Denver, and I've talked to Kubiak about McDaniel. They're still very close, and I'm assuming there's somewhere some connection was made. And when McDaniel wanted to put his staff together last year, Fangio, of course, had just been fired from Denver, so you know that's the connection, I think, but. Good first step for the Dolphins this offseason.
No, good stuff. Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming on. You take care of yourself, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joining us. Talk a little bit about a lot of different things, mostly with the Dolphins news that's out there and how this thing might be structured going forward. Right now, I want to talk to you about getting those last-second tickets. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I've already had people call me about the NHL All-Star Game. And they're going, oh, my God, I'd like to go to skills competition. Oh, really like to go to that game. My God, they're the best players in the world. Yep, they are. And it is here in Sunrise. And like so many great events, whether it's a sporting event with the Heat or the Panthers or going to the NHL All-Star Game or any upcoming concerts, because all the big music acts, they're all coming down here sooner or later. They all come to South Florida. And it's that last second everybody waits to. Well, if you're a last second person, Game Time's perfect for you. And what do most people love about Game Time? The amazing last minute deals for tickets. How fast and easy it is to use real images of the views from your seat. I love that. That's the first thing I noticed, man. So I was getting some tickets. And the first thing is, and go, I wonder where the seats are. Because I still, after all these years, don't own the stadium and arena. I looked, I was like, wow. Now, that's a good seat. Let's do it. Man, it's so easy. And it's easy to find all your sporting events and concerts and shows that are going on right here in South Florida. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. right now. Download the Game Time app. Enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, low price guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Probably the most pumped up I've seen him going into a football game. A lot of trash talk coming from a lot of different places. I think no one picked us to win. If so, it was like 5% of people. We think we've built up enough respect to have a chance to go out and win every game. So whenever you feel like you're the underdog, when you're playing at Arrowhead Stadium, it gets guys ready to go. I didn't expect to be able to run very much just from the way it felt, but the training staff, Julie, did a great job of getting me enough range of mobility that I was able to protect myself. And at the end of the game there, I had to run to get the first down, and it got us into field goal range. So credit to them. And then just trying to stay on it. And we have 2 more weeks, so we got to keep doing it.
Patrick Mahomes. Another really good football game, man. 29 of 43, 326 yards, 2 touchdowns. Did not throw an interception, but, boy, he had an ugly turnover at the end of that game, man, towards the end there. Went to throw it, and it slipped out of his hand in that cold, cold weather. And he couldn't recover it and allowed Cincinnati to get the football. So that outside of that, though, he made a lot of good plays and kept it alive and got some help from a really, really stupid play by Joseph Osai yesterday, who hit him late out of bounds. And then, of course, Harrison Butker, instead of having – a 60-yard field goal that they probably don't even try. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I can make it. Give me one shot. But anyway, 45, you know he can make that. So ends up being the difference in the game. One thing about it, man, you can't go wrong with the Chiefs and the Bengals when they play each other, because it's always a 3-point game one way or the other. And the other thing is, Woody, I never thought all that bulletin board material mattered, but those guys were sure acting like it about don't disrespect us. This is Arrowhead, not Burrowhead.
Well, they took it a little far. Mayor McCheese over there in Cincinnati. Man, what the hell is wrong with that guy?
Why would you do that? Yeah, come up with something different, too, if you're going
to. First of all, it's also weird to hear a guy that's like running a city talking about you should be taking paternity tests.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's very, very strange.
Really bad. No, really, really bad. You're right, Woody. Just stupid.
Yeah, man. Like, they were talking that entire week. Not only the team, but like that city too. Like, the mayor. Like, this game was a slam dunk. Like, it was over. Like, they were gonna walk in there and just blow these guys out. I mean, the talk was weird, man. And I don't buy into that. Like, you need extra motivation for a game like this. But Mahomes was like furious. He's walking into the game. He flips off the cameras, and like at that point, you're like, all right, this guy's like really angry.
Yeah,
like he's had enough.
He got tired of everybody talking about Joe Burrow and not Patrick Mahomes in that game. But I will say one thing. He came out, played his butt off, man. He pretty good stuff, man.
No, he
for
did.
Sure. And Joe Burrow, listen, Joe Burrow wasn't chump change either. He made some great throws in that game.
The officiating sucked, man. It was tough.
It wasn't great.
The do-over.
The do-over play is just a terrible, awful look Terrible.
Is there any communication like amongst the officials there, like to stop the play before it happens?
I think
like,
the one guy just got a late
jump on it. He ran
on
the field like he was trying to stop the play, and then he backed off. And he's like, I'll just let him finish the play.
Well, Cincinnati.
There it is again. You still think they should throw the flag there, Joe?
Cincinnati got a stop, and they weren't real happy.
Mahomes flailed on that play. You watch this, Joe. Watch. He adds a little extra, like he throws his arms back when he falls. You see that?
What are you talking about?
Look.
How can you? What are you seeing? He got shoved
in
the back.
He's flailing his arms. It's not a natural movement.
He pushed him. Like, I'm still not as sure why you're seeing it. You think that
the flag
have been
was
called.
Late, too. The ref's like, do I do it? Do I do
probably
it?
Probably
well,
couldn't get
it
out of his
game.
Pocket.
Oh, he couldn't get it. It was stuck. Was frozen.
I would have loved to have seen overtime, but.
Yeah, right?
But a great finish there, too. Woody, listen, man. You can say whatever you want, and you're entitled to say whatever you want, obviously. But Joseph Osai has got a beef.
You gotta feel bad for that guy.
No, I don't feel bad. It was stupid.
You feel bad for him? The guy's crying on the field, basically.
Woody,
like,
it was a dumb play. You're a professional. What, are you going to come on and go, I feel bad for him, and then you're sitting there saying, well, I didn't have a problem with it. They should have never called it. What are you talking about?
Texter said Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati. This has been an ongoing issue. Talking about paternity tests?
I miss Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that's like Jerry or
I miss
Maury.
Jerry Springer.
Maury's off the air too, right? Or is Maury still around?
Oh,
he does those
know.
Tests.
Yeah, that's all he did. We'll be right back. Is he the father or not? And then the reaction. I knew it wasn't my kid, ho. You're a hoe. I don't want to be with your aunt.
Crazy. Whose idea was that, by the way? We got to get to the bottom of that one. We came up to the mayor and was like, hey, why don't you send out a video to the whole world here asking for a paternity test to see if Burrow is Mahomes' dad?
But why just instead of that, there's just
somebody
many other
came
things.
Up with that idea.
Could have been a little more creative that everybody could have chuckled about a little bit. And by the way, why not just have a little something with the Kansas City mayor in the city there? Why not do that? A little bet on the side. Always fun. Could have pumped up the barbecue world a little bit or something. Both cities have great barbecue.
It's always weird to me when these people do this stuff and you're like, somebody actually thought this was a good idea. Like somebody over there, whether it's the mayor, I don't even know his name, the mayor or like one of his,
Mayor Dumbass.
Yeah, Mayor McCheese or one of these idiots that work with him.
Yeah.
Like somebody came up with that idea and was like, hey, this would be good. Let's send this out.
They're showing, I see they're showing your guy that you don't seem to think did anything
wrong. I feel terrible
wrong.
For it. By the way, you see another one of his teammates was screaming heading into the locker room?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Could at least got this thing into overtime and then decided. And the other part is, if you're the quarterback and you do get pushed, every time you're gonna throw a little acting into it to try to get the call. It's another 15 yards and allowed his field goal kicker a 45-yard field goal.
So there's one guy that was nice enough to sit next to him while he's on the bench crying. I wonder what that guy was saying.
It's not all your fault.
It's mostly your fault.
It's mostly your fault. But we could have made some plays earlier. Boy,
that's,
he's got
just
it.
Brutal, man.
Hey, by the way, Woody.
That guy's done. His career's over,
that
right?
That thing, well, he's a young, pretty darn good player, but that's not going away.
No. That's, I mean, like
they see you down the street, and somebody will say something. He'll be out, and they'll go, that's the dumbass right there that shoved him. Stop this. Because it'll get to the point, we don't know if they would have won, right? Still going on into overtime.
No, but this – does it go into that category of, like, Seattle or Atlanta?
No. Those
where, like, it just haunts your team forever?
No.
Because you were so close? That guy, maybe. Like, that guy might have Matt Ryan curse now. But
not. But the Seattle play still haunts me more than anything. Why and they're throwing that ball at all when they got that big, strong running back behind them? Like, I don't to this day. That would be – and by the way, for Atlanta, look at what's happened there. That collapse. Collapse and a quarter and a half collapse. That can't happen. The odds of that. That was.
They got very close, man. How about San Francisco is always really close?
Yeah, but.
They got the same deal, man. They've been really close with some good teams.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. It doesn't happen very often, but I thought San Francisco's defense outcoached that offense a little bit. You don't usually say that about. Now, I'm not talking once the quarterbacks all went down, but early in the game, they're trying to block those guys on the outside with a tight end, and you're talking about this guy, Reddick, who's one of the best pass rushers in the league, just made no sense at all on some of those plays. All right, we got to go to break. We're running late here. We'll jump back in, 305-567-0560, as we're getting closer to 9 o'clock hour here. We're also getting closer to Valentine's Day and probably an anniversary and probably a real important birthday for you for somebody you really care about. Well, I just want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. They're all set up and ready to go so you can get exactly what you're looking for. I'm just talking necklaces, bracelets, earrings. They're the leader in certified earth mined and lab-grown diamonds. Huge selection, unbeatable prices. And sometimes when I say I didn't realize it till recently, earth mined and lab-grown diamonds, people go, well, I go, look, they've got GI graduate gemologists that will explain everything to you so you know you're getting a quality diamond and you're getting exactly what you want within your price range. They give you the low price guarantee. You won't find that same diamond for less anywhere in South Florida. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets, they're beautiful. World-class custom design studio. You want to make something, have something made for you real nice? They can do it. Bring in the picture. Let's get going. No interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's makes it easy. And I want to say this. This is what they are number one at, the diamond engagement ring. Finding you the perfect diamond engagement ring and setting that's perfect before you pop the big question, man. Make sure you check with her father, too. Really means a lot to the father when you do that. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Beverly's Jewelers, great place to go. The only place I've gone now for the last 30-plus years. I want you to go to the same place because I know you're going to have a great experience. Visit BevJewelers.com. It really is where South Florida gets engaged at West Commercial.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale.
Dumb question. Come on. He played his butt off the whole game. Ask a different question.
Overall, I mean, what it looked like guys were coming up to you on the sideline as you went through that. I mean, what was that like having guys come up and then kind of
go? Like I said, it was great knowing that I had the support of my teammates. And I just got to, like Sam was saying, I got to learn from experience and
I got to know not to get close to that quarterback when he's close to that sideline. If there's anything that could possibly cause a penalty in a dire situation like that, I got to do better.
Things are happening so fast there, obviously. Did you have any idea you were at that sideline there? I mean, obviously, you're in full chase. And you know.
Yeah, I was just in full chase mode, and I was trying to push him to maybe get him going backwards because I knew he was going for that sideline. I was trying to make him go backwards, get that clock running, but I didn't know. I haven't seen it yet. I didn't know how far out of bounds we were, but yeah.
Pretty far. Pretty far out of bounds to try to get him to go backwards. I think the shove, that was the only place, and that was to land where he did. And by the way, I don't disagree with Woody, the acting that Patrick Mahomes and the rest of quarterbacks in NFL are going to go down and take a dive on that. Right? We're going to see. That's just like taking an offensive charge in basketball. There's going to be some acting on every one of them.
So I showed you that video there. It was B.J. Hill and Osai there, and that's painful, man. I mean, you saw that. Guy's standing at the locker trying to help his teammate out. The other guy's crying while he's getting these insane questions.
Well, you got to ask. Questions.
Did you know how far out of bounds? Yeah, I knew he was a few feet out, and I still pushed him. Like, what do you expect the guy to say?
I know, but Woody, you got
ridiculous question.
But you got to talk to him. You're going to see his comments today because – it made a difference in the game. Set up the field goal.
I understand.
Okay, well, then you got to ask.
Those questions are so ridiculous. Well, the guy's crying.
It's Woody.
Tough scene, man. Tough scene.
It comes with a dumb play.
I know.
Or a drop at the end of the game or throwing an interception. Quarterbacks deal with this stuff for a living. It's a bad play. Bad play. I appreciate his teammate being there policing what they were going to ask, but there's no way. What do you say? Like, did you not realize you weren't close to the sideline anymore? You had to call it. I don't know. I'm just sitting here and watching this guy, and he was upset, and he got it right away. When he went to sit down on the bench and he screwed up, he knew that right away. He wasn't jumping up and down like, what a terrible call. He went, oh, boy, I screwed up.
Well, he said he got hurt on the play, too. He said he hurt his knee.
Nobody wanted to hear about that knee after the game. Bad time to throw the knee in there. By the way, the other play that kind of hit home a little bit, if you don't mind me saying that, Woody, is a Josh Johnson concussion. Dropping back and of course, got Ndamukong Suh right in the face, big, strong, 300-pound guy, who, by the way, is still playing. And Josh Johnson went right back on the back of his head. And they mention it in the game that, oh, wait. This guy's got hit pretty hard a few times. Ouch. And I don't know, man. I thought they were just bringing it up and he was going to get up and be fine, and they took him out of the game, didn't let him come back. I think this league is so scared right now after what happened this year with Tua on that Thursday night. I think, man, this league is – even in big games like that where it's terrible, right? They could not throw a pass in the second half of that game – because Purdy's elbow is shot. He may need an operation. He said, I couldn't throw it 5 yards. So they're trying reverses and trick play, running plays, and nothing's working because everybody's on the line of scrimmage. Anyway, it was.
Yeah, they don't need any more injury controversies this year, man. That's the last thing they need, especially after the DeMar Hamlin thing.
Yes.
Like, the last thing they need is another injury controversy.
Well, he was done. And Woody, you brought up a really good point today. And that is, you got to have more quarterbacks active. Nobody wants to see either a guy that can't throw the ball at all, at least put some guy in the practice squad in there, at least knows the offense. He may not know that much, but put a guy in there, can't throw the ball. Philadelphia is the number two defense in the NFL. Now you're telling them we're only going to run the ball. Hey, all we can do is run. We'll run some tricky stuff. We may throw one halfback option pass, which he did. McCaffrey threw one. But outside of that, we can't throw it. Matter of fact, I can't throw it 5 yards right now. So just, I mean, they need to have. That should just be a guy sitting over there warming up. Hopefully he never gets in a game, but you need an extra guy. That's just bad. That was bad for football, that second half. 49ers can't throw it. All you can do is run the ball against Philly? That's a bad combination right there, man. That is a bad, bad combination. Well, I'll tell you what. We did get some good news, and that is Vic Fangio. Welcome to town, Vic. Nice to have you. Heard that name around here, and it finally happened. Fresh start for that defense. Obviously, there's going to be some high expectations for Chubb and Phillips and Sealer and Wilkins and Davis and Baker and Holland and Brandon Jones coming back and X-Man and Cater Cahoo and whoever else they bring in that to make that a top 10 defense. Still need a couple pieces. Need to get some depth and see what Vic Fangio wants to bring in with him on this defense. But listen, that guy's resume speaks for itself. He's had a bunch of top 10 defenses. I'd like to have one of those top 10 defenses. That would be fun. Nice to have a 7 or 8 ranking and also, you know, I don't know, maybe average right at 20 points a game, give up 20 points a game, maybe 19, something in there, and 26 takeaways instead of 14, where you're getting interceptions and fumble recoveries. That'd be nice. I think 3 teams went over 30 this past season. That would be nice, too.
All right. Got to get that offense back, though, from the winning streak offense, not the losing streak offense. The one that was, like, the best in the NFL. Not the one that couldn't score a touchdown against the Jets. Like, if we get that winning streak offense back, we're going to be in good shape.
So, Woody, I think the big thing is we now got to go back and we got to make adjustments off of everybody's adjustments that we saw made in California. Hate to bring up the California trip, but it was pretty rough against San Francisco, and then it got real bad against the Chargers. Chargers had like 3 or 4 defensive starters out, and they put together just a brilliant game plan to 50-something yards offense in the first half. Now, they started to play better after that and had some moments where they're really good. Had some great opportunities against Buffalo. Like to get those back. All right, tell you what else I'd like to get back this 9 o'clock hour on time. Where, hey, going to take a minute here just to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family for you, man. I love talking about the new 2022s and 23s coming in and the 2021, where we made a lot of changes and still really good shape if you find a 2021. But I do want to tell you the SUV family looks a whole lot different. Tahoes and Suburbans got a sporty look, and they've added more space. We want all your families to be really comfortable, whether you're going on a little trip down to the Keys or going up to Orlando, or even going up in the mountains for a week with the dog and the kids. Well, whatever it is, man, you're going to love them. The Traverse, our midsize SUV, boy, it feels like a big boy. It's got so much space, and what a great look. Smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. And then I go right to our number one seller, those Silverado, strong, durable, good-looking trucks. Man, they've got so many different style trucks. We got one perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you need a full-time working truck or you still need that family truck, or the combo truck, we got them for you, man. Silverado, new and used, really good shape, so you get exactly what you want. And the best news is we've got convenient locations for you all over South Florida to really have a great experience and find out what I've known for a while. These are the best overall products we've ever had. I know it. I bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. And I'm going to tell you this. You're going to be buying, too, when you fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.